Do you wish a ticket to go away and come back? Or do you wish a ticket to go away and never come back?
The ticket agent asked, wiping sleep out of his eyes.
We wish a ticket to ride where the railroad tracks run off into the sky and never come back. Send us as far as the railroad rails go and then 40 ways farther yet,
was the reply of Gimme the Axe.
So far? So early? So soon?
Asked the ticket agent, wiping more sleep out of his eyes.
Then I will give you a new ticket. It blew in. It is a long, slick, yellow leather slab ticket with a blue spanch across it.
Gimme the Axe thanked the ticket agent once, thanked the ticket agent twice, and then, instead of thanking the ticket agent three times, he opened the rag bag and took out all the spot cash money he got for selling everything, pigs, pastures, pepper pickers, pitchforks, and paid the spot cash money to the ticket agent. Before he put it in his pocket, he looked once, twice, three times at the long yellow leather slab ticket with a blue spanch across it. Then, with Please Gimme and Ask Me No Questions, he got on the railroad train, showed the conductor his ticket, and they started to ride to where the railroad tracks run off into the blue sky and then 40 ways farther yet. The train ran on and on. It came to the place where the railroad tracks run off into the blue sky, and it ran on and on, chick, chicka, chick, chicka, chick, chicka, chick. Sometimes the engineer hooted and tooted the whistle. Sometimes the fireman rang the bell. Sometimes the open and shut of the steam hog's nose choked and spit. But no matter what happened to the whistle and the bell and the steam hog, the train ran on and on to where the railroad tracks run off into the blue sky. And then it ran on and on, more and more. Sometimes Gimme the Axe looked in his pocket, put his fingers in and took out the long, slick, yellow leather slab ticket with a blue spanch across it.
Not even the kings of Egypt with all their climbing camels and all their speedy spotted lucky lizards ever had a ride like this,
he said to his children. Then something happened. They met another train running on the same track. One train was going one way, the other train was going the other way. They met. They passed each other.
What was it? What happened?
The children asked their father.
One train went over, the other train went under, he answered. This is the over and under country. Nobody gets out of the way of anybody else. They either go over or under.
Next, they came to the country of the balloon pickers. Hanging down from the sky, strung on strings so fine the eye could not see them at first, was the balloon crop of that summer. The sky was thick with balloons. Red, blue, yellow balloons, white, purple, and orange balloons, peach, watermelon, and potato balloons, rye loaf and wheat loaf balloons, link sausage and pork chop balloons. They floated and filled the sky. The balloon pickers were walking on high stilts picking balloons. Each picker had his own stilts, long or short. For picking balloons near the ground, he had short stilts. If he wanted to pick far and high, he walked on a far and high pair of stilts. Baby pickers on baby stilts were picking baby balloons. When they fell off the stilts, the handful of balloons they were holding kept them in the air till they got their feet into the stilts again.
Who is that way up there in the sky climbing like a bird in the morning?
Ask Me No Questions asked her father.
He was singing too happy, replied the father. The songs came out of his neck and made him so light, the balloons pulled him off his stilts.
Will he ever come down again back to his own people?
Yes, his heart will get heavy when his songs are all gone. Then he will drop down to his stilts again.